This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my guest tonight is an actor you know from iZombie, Masters of Sex, and the film series A Christmas Prince. She now stars in Ghosts on CBS.
Isaac, what's going on?
It's just this thing that I have with Nigel. It's not going to last.
What happened?
It's just that our differences are simply irreconcilable. Americans and the British are sworn enemies, and it shall remain that way until the end of time.
Isaac?
Hmm?
Britain and the U.S. are basically best friends.
What? Really?
They are like our closest ally. You know, there's even a name for the friendship between Britain and America. It's called the special relationship.
Honestly, Samantha, I'm impressed with your knowledge of geopolitics.
Thank you. I learned it from a movie called Love Actually.
There we go.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Rose MacGyver. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the success of Ghosts.
Thank you.
One of the top-rated shows on TV right now. That must be a pretty good feeling.
It's surreal. I can't believe it. I'm so grateful. So grateful to have a job and then to have such a good job. It's amazing.
You know, here's the thing that gets me, is that I knew... You're an American in the show, and I knew they told me you were from New Zealand. But when I hear it, it throws me. If I've gotten to know somebody with an American accent and they suddenly have a different accent, it feels like I'm interviewing a spy.
A fraud, yeah.
Oh, for a little bit of a fraud. How hard was the American accent for you?
It wasn't too bad, actually. It was terrible when I was little. I was on Hercules and Xena and a few shows when I was a kid.
Okay.
And thank you. Shout out to Hercules
and
Xena.
Exactly, Lois.
But I know that, if I listen back to Mommy, Daddy's Home and, like, weird sort of clips from then, it's pretty different, yeah.
Well, it's one of my favourite places in the world. New Zealand. Where in New Zealand are you from?
I'm from a little beach town called Titirangi. It's just outside Auckland.
Sorry, wait, one second.
Titirangi, it's called. Yeah.
Titirangi.
You got it.
Thank
you
very
good.
Much. Yeah.
I know you're a seasoned Kiwi now yourself.
Well, I've been down there, not a bunch, but two, three times I've been down there.
Uh-huh.
It's just amazing. I mean, are you homesick? Because I'm homesick and I'm not from there.
Yeah, I do. I get pretty homesick. I have started cross-stitching various vistas from my parents'.
Is that what this is? I just saw this. This was just added the last minute.
Yeah.
Is that one of these?
That is, yeah.
So the thing on the left is what they're about to see?
This is a sunroom. It's in my parents' house. And then the cross stitch on the right is my obsessive recreation of it.
Wow. How long did this...
Longer.
So you just kind of, you saw this and then you freehanded this. You just like, that's really quite beautiful.
I wish I freehanded it. It's a very elaborate printout cross-stitch pattern that I fill in with different colored highlighters. It's
paint by number.
Yeah.
It's paint by number.
Okay.
I'm still impressed. How long does it take you?
Too long. Don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you've been acting, it says here, since you were 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know you were acting at 2 years old?
I was going to say, is it really acting at
it's
that
mostly,
point?
It's reflecting light.
Yeah,
at that
just
age.
Sort of. Yeah, exactly. Trying not to cry or, need to go to the bathroom at the wrong times and that sort of it. Yeah.
Did you work fairly consistently? Like from two on, were you like kind of in it at that point?
Yeah, just clocking in, clocking out. No, I was not. I was at school in New Zealand. It was very lo-fi. I used to do like projects on my school holidays sometimes or be in things. But no, I had a pretty. Pretty regular childhood. My family home was pretty eccentric, but it was, lots of rescue animals and all sorts around.
Is that what this is? Is this?
It might well be.
This is a mysterious rescue animals. Mm. What's happening here?
This is a magpie that we, my mum rescued, which I think was maybe a support animal for the haircut that I was given at that time. It was known as the mud flap, cordially, that haircut, because it came just over my ear like a lovely little mud flap on a car. But, yeah, that magpie, Coco, was actually a wonderful pet. They're really smart. Really mm-hmm. smart birds.
What is it doing to your teeth?
We were also short on dental hygiene, apparently. So, doubled as a flosser. Yeah, it was pretty disgusting. I wouldn't let that happen now. I've come a long way.
You, as I said, you now star in Ghosts. Mm-hmm. You play Sam, who mm-hmm. can talk to ghosts. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a ghost? And do you believe in ghosts?
So I've never had, like, a ghost experience myself. But my mum is very partial to everything spiritual. She loves it. Loves all of it. And,
Seances and that sort of thing?
More sort of a lot of signs. There's a lot of signs everywhere from everything.
That's an omen. Oh, I see.
So we have this one, it was a pretty macabre story. She had a family friend of ours passed away a few years ago, and before she died, Mum said, please give me a sign from the afterlife. And my dad, who's a photographer, has this, like, string of photos that is on a slideshow on our living room television mm-hmm. of various family and friends. And on the night in question, my mum swears that this person's face popped up who'd recently passed away and that the dogs went ballistic. And I wasn't there. And my dad's a complete, skeptic. So he was like, no, that never happened. And all I know is now when I go to the house, every time that family friend pops up on the screen, my mum's like, look who it is, look who it is. And I feel like she's trying to coerce the spiritual experience at any given moment to be like, see,
she's
the dog's
get the dogs care. To validate her belief.
Exactly. Wow. But, you know, jury's out.
Sure. There are worse things you can do with your spiritual experience than try to get your dog in on it at the same time. Each ghost in the show, if I've got this right, mm-hmm. has got their own little ghostly power, mm-hmm. like flickering lights, mm-hmm. moving things, mm-hmm. stuff like that. If you were a ghost, and I hope you never are, but if you were a ghost, what would you want? What would you do? How would you haunt those who you left behind?
I have the nickname Nosy Rosie for a reason. I've always been very inquisitive. That's mm-hmm. kind of the nice way of putting it my whole life. So I feel like extrapolating information out of people would be my
You'd go through
my
their medicine
skill.
Cabinets or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Oh, someone had a panic attack.
Exactly. There you go. Get the drop on everyone.
Now, one of the things that I legally have to ask you about is mm-hmm. that you are also the star of a holiday tradition now, which is the Christmas Prince movies. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm glad that's still in my contract.
It is. It's my contract. I have to ask you. You don't have to answer. So you're Queen Amber mm-hmm. in the Christmas Prince movies, mm-hmm. and I understand that there's going to be a special ghost episode that plays homage or a hat tip mm-hmm. to those movies. Can you tell us anything about how the crossover is going to happen into the Christmas Prince cinematic universe?
Well, I was really excited. I mean, I loved filming The Christmas Prince so much. The Christmas Prince. We still don't really know. I think it says but it's definitely misnamed in a lot of things. But I loved making those movies, and I remember, you know, wading through shampoo foam that was supposed to be snow in the kind of highlands of Romania, and I was very excited when that came up as a storyline on Ghosts, but it's not quite the same. Sam is somebody who believes in Christmas movies and the romance of it all, but it doesn't quite go the way she planned.
mm-hmm. Is the prince dead? Is he a ghost now?
Look, you'll have to tune in, guys. That would be a real spoiler.
I also understand that in there are a lot of comedians that come through, you know, the show playing ghosts, and that you, to, like, hone your skills, to, like, hang with these people, that you took improv classes.
I did.
Had you never done that before?
No, and I'm in awe of all of you improvisers. I've grown up just doing scripted programming my whole life, and it's such a vastly different skill set. And I went and did UCB. I started last year on the hiatus. It was mm-hmm. very exciting. It's on Zoom now, which is pretty different, I guess, to doing
it
in person.
It's very different than doing it in person, exactly.
Specifically because I think people can come in from all over the world now. So it's not just, like, whoever shows up at the Hollywood theatre. It's like, you know, we had this one guy in Norway. It was the middle of the night, and he was on this little box. His roommates were all asleep. He was whispering. Had another guy who was on his break room from telemarketing in the UK. And my personal favourite, which maybe took me back to home, but there was a woman who was a bird rescuer in Pennsylvania, and she would Zoom in, and every time she clicked her mic on to jump in, it was just this shrieking cacophony of, like, rescue birds behind her, which was good. I mean, you learn to work with distraction. You learn to work with a lot of stuff. But these people are amazing. It was super humbling and really exciting. I'm thrilled to be... Mike Leffingwell was my brilliant teacher. And
oh, wow. Do you enjoy being humbled?
It's very familiar.
Yes. I was about to say, most of the actors I know don't like being humbled at all.
No, I love learning. I love feeling like that school feeling where you can be just a student and you don't have to have the answers. And so improv has definitely been that for me.
How often do you get back home?
About twice a year, ideally.
Were you here or there during COVID? Because it was so hard to get in and out of New Zealand.
Yeah, I was here. I was here under a contract in the US, so I couldn't get back. So I did really miss my family.
So it must have been, was it years before
you
went back?
Yeah, 18 months, I think.
18 months?
Which is long enough for us. We like to see each other. We're a close family, so.
Well,
but I was grateful they were safe.
Well, Rose, it was lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Ghosts airs Thursdays at 8:30 on CBS. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.